All right, so as I mentioned, tonight we're beginning a new study. I've been anticipating this for a long time. I've been wanting to do this. I'm also a little anxious. There is a lot of information, and doing this in a concise way is not easy for me, you know that. But I'm also excited to kind of bring all four of the Gospels together in a discussion about the week leading up to Christ's resurrection. Now, don't judge my penmanship or my artistic ability, please. But if you look here, we're going to deal with this timeline beginning on the Friday prior to that weekend, the crucifixion weekend, and we're going to traverse our way through all of this as we move along. I'm sorry about the small print. I only have a certain size board, but if you want to come up and look at it afterwards, more than welcome if it's any help to you. But that's the goal. So we're going to start out in Bethany and travel from Bethany into Jerusalem for this final week of his earthly ministry. So that's what we're projecting forward to. But before we go there, I think it would be good for us to talk about time. This is important when we talk about this because in our world today, we have a particular way we look at time, the way we break a day apart. If you look at our day, I think all of us would agree, we break our day up into four major periods. We have the night period when we begin our day at midnight. At the stroke of midnight, it moves from evening into night. And then as you progress forward, you have morning, afternoon, and evening. And that cycle repeats for 365 days and a quarter until you get to leap year, and then you a whole day, right? You have to take a day back or something like that. But anyway, that's the way we look at time. And if you think about this, this is so kind of fundamental to how we live our lives. Almost everything, maybe everything we do, is based on this time structure. When we get up in the morning, when we eat our meals, when we go to work, when we come home, when we get ready for the evening, when we go to sleep, we repeat this cycle continuously. And this is the spectrum that we look through it. We get that, of course, from the Gregorian calendar. And so that's how we even define what year it is. This is not the form of the New Testament. It's looked at differently. And that's what I want to talk about. So I'm going to try to go through this. You can ask questions, and I'll try to answer them. But you see how we segment our day into four parts. They did not segment their day into four parts. Their day was segmented into two elements. You have the beginning of their day at 6 p.m. Do you hear what I said? The beginning of their day at 6 p.m., which you would enter the what? The evening period, or the dark, or night, however you want to define that term, but I think generally they would say evening. That goes until 6 a.m. the next day, where then it would become day. Whoops. Again, don't judge my handwriting. And so their days are broken into evening and day. Now, where does that come from?
Let's start there.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. This goes all the way back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, of course, the recounting of creation.
Your week
of creation, interestingly enough. And I want you to go and look at how these days, these 6 days, are segmented. Of course, you begin by the introductory statement to the chapter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then he begins to talk about that. Go to verse 5. Notice what verse 5 has to say. Genesis 1:5, this is the English Standard Translation. God called the light day. Well, let me back up to verse 3. This would be better if I start there. Let's back up to verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Number one, how do we know we have light? Okay, because we have darkness. We understand conceptually what darkness is, and light is the opposite of that. Same way we understand what darkness is, why? Because we have light. We understand those two concepts because of that. Let me give an example of this. So we were talking about earlier. I love this weather. Don't you? It feels awesome. Man, it's nice to be outside. Drink in the vitamin D, right? But what if every day was like this? Now, I say that. I wish every day was like this. But would you appreciate today if you didn't have the cold days or the really hot days? You actually kind of need those things to understand and appreciate the other. We understand and appreciate light because why? We understand what darkness is. And that's a theme throughout Scripture. But, so he's Moses is letting us know what God did in dividing
light from darkness
in this segment, a segmented way. All right, let's go back. So, God separated light from darkness, into verse 4. 5 says, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So he defines what they are. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now, do you notice what he did there? He does not talk like we talk. If you talked about a day, I bet most of us would talk about the morning being the first part of the day and the evening being the latter part of the day. That's not the way Scripture defined it, is it? He talks about the evening portion of the day first and then the day portion. And you notice this is a theme that continues. You go to verse 8. The second day, again, there was evening and there was morning. The second day, go to verse 13. Again, the third day, evening and morning, fourth day. 23, same thing with the fifth day. 31, same with the sixth day. And so you have the 6 days being fundamentally set by God as beginning in the evening and traversing through the day period to complete one day. And that was the cycle, the way the Bible presented it in the beginning. Does that make sense?
No.
What doesn't make sense?
For years I had been trying to get my mind around this, brother. So just
but do you understand that part? Do you understand that in the beginning God said there was evening and there was day, and that constituted the period?
Yes, sir.
Right? It was evening and then day. That's the important part here. I'm going to talk more about this in just a minute. Okay. So do you get everybody with me there? Question about it? Okay. So that's the way God dealt with it in Genesis 1. This is, of course, something from a biblical standpoint that continues forward. When you get to the time of Christ, the way the Jewish nation viewed time was from this kind of paradigm, right? You had certain hours. You had the first, second, third, fourth, so on, period of the day. They had 24 hours just like we have 24 hours. But the big portion was evening and day and the way they broke it down. So in the Jewish way of looking at things, when does the day begin? And this is the key part. 6 p.m. begins the new day. This is really important when you get to the days surrounding the cross and the way the Scripture starts goes. So 6 p.m. begins the period of the new day. Yes, ma'am.
Is
Do you have a question?
Yeah. I thought you said that was the evening.
It is. And their evening is the first part of their day.
Oh, I guess because when we think of day, we think of daylight.
This is real important.
Evening and morning were the first day, so maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe this will help. That's a good idea. So if I change this, although it's terms used as day, but if I put morning, right?
Because it's still morning, but.
Yeah, so that's a more common word for us, morning, right? The morning versus the evening. Their days began in the evening, concluded in the morning. So six
to six,
back to six. So a full cycle, a day, would be what? 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Question about that? All right, if you have one, you can ask it later if you're still thinking about it. So we have to kind of, when we're studying this, we've got to try to get ourselves in this mindset, because the way they constitute days is a little different. So if I'm talking about something occurring on Thursday evening,
our time,
what day am I actually on in Jewish time?
Friday.
No, it would still be Friday evening, because evening comes before morning. That's the big change for us. All right, that's the kind of mental hurdle that we have to get over. Is their evening is first, then the morning. I know it's backwards from us, from what we do. So if I'm talking about
our time, and I'm saying I'm going to go somewhere on Thursday evening, if I'm from their understanding, what day would that be?
Friday
evening. I know.
That's a leap, but that's what we have to do in coming to this. All right, so when we get to the crucifixion, we're going to need to know about this. All right, so let's talk about hours. So their first hour of the day is when?
6
to 7. Now, I was just talking about this in a study we were doing earlier, and it's kind of important to do. I'm going to see if I can do as good a job explaining it here as I did there. All right, so what year is it? 2024. I'm surprised. I mean, people are like looking around trying to figure it out.
This might be harder to explain than I thought. All right.
We're in 20. This is 2024. What century are we in?
25th.
21st.
We're in the 21st. Got me tickled. Where's my microphone? I may know why we're we're in the 20s, right? But it's the 21st century, because we have 2,000 years completed, and now we're
24 years
into the 21st year.
21st century.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, 21st century. So we've got 76
more years to go,
and then we've completed 2,100 years. So,
but every
portion past 2,000 is a part of what?
Every year after 2,000 is a part of what?
The 21st century.
So when we're talking about the first hour, every part beyond six is really a part of what hour?
First hour.
Yes. So 6 to 7. So we're in the 6 to 7 block. The second hour would be the 7 to 8 block. When was Jesus crucified?
9.
What? The third hour. Okay. So it's 8 to 9 period. It was in that block he was crucified.
You with me?
When did he die? The ninth hour. So it was in that 2 to 3 period. So when was he crucified? In the third hour, at the third hour, right?
That's the
8 to 9 block.
And that clock showed me where you're at.
On the clock. So I know I've got 24. So in our way of thinking, because we use...
Huh? Show me in their way of thinking.
So of the morning period, he was crucified at 15. Right? Which would be the morning period, which would be 6 a.m. 6 to 7 a.m. He died when?
Ninth hour.
So what would the ninth hour be? That would be 2 to 3 a.m.
So he was crucified in the dark.
I've done that.
Well, it wouldn't be dark, would it be? Because it's the other side of the world. So
Wait, I've done that wrong. Hold on. I got myself confused.
Morning versus it's not really dark.
I'm sorry.
Something's not right.
It's 6 a.m. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. 6 a.m. It's at 15. But what time would that be for us? That would be 9 a.m. 9 a.m. I'm sorry. I messed that up. That's my fault. That'd be 9 a.m. All right. So that's that 8 to 9 a.m. block.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got that all confused. And he went for how long? It was at the third hour of the day, the morning. Third hour of the morning, he was put on the cross. And then he died when? The sixth hour, right? He was on there for 6 hours. So you're going 6 hours ahead. What time would that be?
11 to 12 a.m.
Yeah. So 11 to 12. Is it sixth hour or ninth hour? Am I messing that up? Sorry, I've got all this in my head. He was hanging on there for 6 hours. So it went from the third to the ninth. I'm sorry. I'm confusing myself. So he died in the 2 to 3. Let me start again. So I'm sorry I confused that. So this is just an example. All right. So the day starts at 6 a.m., right? It's the 1, 2, 3, third hour. And he died when? Yeah, so it would be the ninth hour. The ninth hour of the day. That's what's confusing me. So I've got ninth. But that would be around 2 to 3 p.m. So then you have to count around to that on here. So, okay, third hour of the day. Yeah. So anyway, we'll deal with that more directly as we move forward. Yes.
So would the third hour be the
third hour of the day, of the morning period. And so that's when his crucifixion began.
So like early in the morning.
So it would again be 8 to 9 in the morning. It was in that block, 8 to 9. And then he hung on the cross for 6 hours. So he would have went around to
the p.m. period.
To 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if he'd have went to 6, it would have been the next day, right? Or 7.
Yes, if it went beyond 6 p.m.,
yeah.
This is why I should have written the times up here. That would help me out. But if he'd went to 6, then he would have went into Saturday, mm-hmm. which is what day? It's the seventh day, which is Sabbath.
Which really gets confusing when you start talking about the Sabbath day rules and they can't do any work and mm-hmm. all that.
Yes. So that's the 5 to 6. 4 to 5, so it would have been right in this hour block is when he died, 20 to 21.
I think what was confusing to me is I was reading it, like your legend over at the Rite's first hour was 6 to 7, still on their time.
It's still 6 to 7, but you just have to adjust a.m., p.m.
Right, and that's what I was...
Oh, you're talking like this. I'm sorry. I wrote this to help us, not for them.
So it's not on their... That's 6 to 7 on our clock.
On our clock, yes. Thank you. Great question. So I wrote these just to help us figure out where it would be in our time. So, and you would adjust this to a.m., p.m. depending on... I just couldn't write all 24 hours, but you just kind of continued the same pattern through 24.
It would have been in the afternoon.
Yeah, so it would be, so if I were to change this, their day would start, I mean, they would move into morning period, so this would be the third hour of the morning.
So it would be like instead of what
you 1, 2, 3. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you go, yeah, so you just count on around. That's.
But if you count the 6 up, doesn't it go into the?
So, how long did he? He was on there for 6 hours. So, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So right here.
Okay. I guess I got confused.
I'm sorry, I messed everybody up because I got myself confused for a minute, but it's that length of time. See, it's kind of hard for us because we do everything based on this. So if we're looking at this on this clock, on our time, so when was he put on the cross? Well, it was right here, right? Or maybe more like right here, sorry. Right around here. And then that would have continued for 6 hours and you would have come to here. Which, of course, we would start over in the way we read time. We'd start over at 1 and so on. Does that help? The big thing is just understanding the days are just broken up differently. All right. Yeah. And we break it up to make it easier on us, but if you can do military time, they still talk like that, right? It's like the 1400 hour or whatever.
I remember how confusing it was for me when I was trying to figure out, you know, Jesus was crucified, he was buried, he remained in the grave for 3 days, he arose on the third day, which is Sunday, but he didn't die. And I'm thinking, how did they get 3 days out of that? Well, this way it's easy to do it.
That's why this is important. That's exactly it. Because we view time from our standpoint. That's not how they viewed time when they wrote the scriptures. So let me give you an example. Turner, do you have something?
Well, I was just going to say, that's why they went around, were going to break their bones, because it was fixing to flip over into another day.
Yeah, the Sabbath day, because it couldn't do any work.
Absolutely. So if you're on this evening-morning premise... When did they partake of the Passover? I know we'll get there eventually, but I'm just going to use an example real fast. When did they partake of the Passover?
It started on sunset on
Saturday.
6 p.m. it was started.
It started on Friday.
But the Passover week begins when? It would have been Thursday evening, our time. Their Friday evening. This is where it's hard, because we're jumping a whole day. But their Friday started when?
Thursday evening.
Our Thursday evening, right? 6 p.m. on our Thursday evening began their Friday. Now, we're losing a whole day. So, it's counterintuitively, you're like, whoa. They just simply don't look at time the way we do. So, that's the thing we have to get out of. We have to push our view of time kind of to the side to see it the way they did. Does that make sense? So, the Passover week began when? Thursday evening, Friday evening. Because remember, Friday evening, you still have a whole 24 hours of Friday. This is where we get confused. We think, well, their Friday's almost all gone. They got all this stuff to do. How are they going to do it? They've got a lot more time than maybe our minds think.
So, he was arrested
He will rest it on when?
That's what I'm trying to figure out in my head. Their time or our time?
So our time, it would be Thursday evening. Right. Their time, it would have been Friday evening. When was he crucified?
Friday
morning. Friday morning. So he was in the grave Friday morning, Saturday evening, Saturday morning, and he resurrected when? Sunday. A lot of puzzled looks, but if you have a question, I'll try my best to answer it. And I'll try not to confuse you again. I'm sorry about it. I got it messed up. But you'll see, I think, why, when we get there, why this is important. Because when you start judging the week, you got to understand the days are a little different than the way we look at them.
So the third hour, if we start the time in the afternoon at 6.
Yes.
The third hour is 9.
But it's the third hour of the day. When it's using day, it's not day conceptually 24-hour period like you normally think of. Day is what? That's why I had day up before. Morning. That's why I had it up there.
The third hour of the second half of their day.
Yes, it's the period they call day.
So if he had been crucified at the third hour of the evening, it would have been an hour basically like at 9 p.m. the way we would look at it.
Yes, exactly.
The third hour of their day.
Which I put morning up here just to try to get us. But great question. That's why. That's why we need to talk about this. Day used there is not day we use it, right? They're talking about the first or the light period of the day. Go back to Genesis 1:5. What did he say? He called the, verse 4. He called the light day. Yes. And so that's not how we use day, right? That's not how we use it. You're going to have to kind of, you're going to have to know both of those things and be able to differentiate what's he talking about here. And there he's talking about the morning period of the day.
I think you just write day up there on the top.
Well, I had it, but I'll put it back. Morning / day. Break out the Hebrew word there. Yes. Evening's the darkness, the period dark. Morning is the daylight period or the day.
The word day is a key point. Third hour of the day.
Day, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't even want to say what afternoon is. See, we won't even have to have that discussion. We've already had it. I can just move right on through it. No, but that's why this is important. That's why I wanted to spend just a little time on it. Any other questions? Good questions. All right. So I can move on. Everybody completely understands it.
Well, I could say one more thing that might be a little visually confusing is that we look at our clock, you know, like you have on the left, and then we see it as, well, we see it 12 hours, but, you know, the way our number one starts up the top where theirs starts all the way to the right. So it's not parallel to each other. Like, we can't look at it from that same point.
And I had it up there like that, and I was like, well, but I really need to... It was a real internal conflict of how...
Yeah. Because otherwise it would be split.
But if I just took the clock and I twisted it up, right, and you see that line down the middle, you could also see it that way. So just turn your head to the side and you can do that.
If you say evening, when you say that evening starts a new day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when you get to 6 p.m., when does evening start?
6
p.m. Hour, 6 p.m. Again, I wrote 6.
Don't talk to me about our time. When does their... I'm already confused now.
should we start?
Well, no, I only said that was because that's how we would be our 6 p.m. But it's at sunset. Maybe that's a better way to think about it. At sunset begins their day.
That's what I've always been told.
Sunset. And it goes sunset to sunset to sunset to sunset. No, not to sunrise. Sunset to sunset is one full day.
Still 24 hours.
Yes.
Sunset again.
Turner.
That makes it more sense to me. Sunset
to sunset. Utica's still out the window.
Huh?
At what time?
Oh, come on.
It should be 6,
it
right?
It said midnight, didn't it?
Yeah, in the evening, in the dark.
That was
King James. It should have been 6. It had been midnight.
At that time, right? It was English.
It's 4:30.
I know, it really gets complicated.
So, all right. So, you're making me go down a different rabbit hole. I think Luke is probably talking about the time of the Romans, the
way they viewed time.
It was different.
So at that time, it changed in Acts chapter 20?
Yeah, well, let me go back and reread it, because I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, we
won't. Because I'm trying to... Paul preached until midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me go back, because I don't want to mess it up.
Well, I mean, I don't think... Where it starts at 1, that would have been 6, right? Up here on the right?
So...
Right of that.
I need to go back and look at how that word, what word is used to translate midnight. So obviously he wouldn't have said midnight. So you're thinking it's...
No, it would be down at the bottom. Right?
Yeah, this 6, yes. Mm-hmm. Which would be the 6th hour of the day, according to the Jewish calendar.
Right.
Which would be our 11 to 12.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I need to go back and read Acts 20, verse 7. And I want to think that through.
Okay.
I want to muddy up the waters there.
One more muddy.
Okay.
Was it in Acts where Peter's talking about they're accused of being drunk? How can we be drunk? It's the third hour
of the day.
Because it was 9 o'clock in the morning. But
so again, day. It'd be the same time Jesus was crucified. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And also we know that Peter denied Christ 3 times, so the morning hours there is the light that's coming up, roosters were crowing.
Mm-hmm. And it gives us a time in there, I think. Maybe not. I can go back and reread that. But yes, the light is coming up. Moved from Friday evening into Friday day. That's the period we're transitioning between on that. All right. Any other questions, comments? You have one, Neil?
No, just the only thing, their day's half over when they wake up.
What's that?
Their day's half over when they wake up.
Yeah, yeah. And our days, we've started a whole brand new day when we wake up. Yeah. They actually didn't. They did it. They handled that a whole different way. So, okay.
So people that work the overnight shift, is that...
He's like...
Yeah, you work at evening.
There is a question. I don't know what his question is.
Okay. What is it? Oh, I don't think there was a mostly time. I would say most of his teaching took place in the day period, the morning. But that's not always.
I thought they...
You remember...
The day at the sunset.
Yes.
So, he taught in the morning?
Yes.
It was supposed to be the second half of their day. But remember...
Nicodemus came to him at night. Yeah, it would have been the beginning of, yes, exactly. Good, good. I like that. People starting to think it through. So you'll see, I think, move forward. Any other questions if you don't completely understand it? What did I muddy up for you, Miss Arlene?
How many days was Jonah in the wheel?
3 days. There's a really good apologetics press article on that particular question. That's really good. And it talks about, it refers to Jesus being, because, you know, Jesus compares himself to Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be in the 3 days in the grave. Well, it's because in Jewish custom, one part of a day counted for the whole day. So whether I'm in the evening period or the morning period, that is that day. And that's why he was in the grave Friday before the change to Saturday. He was in all day Saturday and part of Sunday. So he was in the grave for 3 days.
And that point that you brought up is a really good point, because that affirms that Jonah, the story of Jonah, is a true story. I mean, it's because it backs it up. I mean,
otherwise, why would Jesus compare himself to it?
And matter of fact, well, we had that on a study last night on the prophets, and people think that that's kind of a lot of people think it may be a kind of a fairy tale, but there have been 3 documented cases where people have been swallowed, and actually 2 of them I know lived. They caught the fish later, and in hours, you know, 48 hours, one like 72, one was barely conscious, and he came out, and he was alive. The other one, he came out, he was unconscious, but he was bleached white. I mean, he was, you know, but anyway, then that was like in 1800s, so.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that have happened, and people think, well, that can never happen. Well,
it has, yeah. So in the last couple of minutes I've got, let me just introduce what we're doing as we move forward. So as I mentioned, we're going to look at the week, little week plus, of Jesus' final days on earth. And we're going to start in Bethany, and we're going to go, so you're going to have to exercise your thumbs a little bit. We're going to move between the different accounts. This is really fascinating when you study the Gospels. So let me just talk about this for a second. So we have 4 Gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We call Matthew, Mark, and Luke what?
Synoptic
Gospels. What does that mean?
Very similar,
right? There's a yes. Now, are there differences between the 3? Yes. Not difference in, like, they oppose one another. It's just that Luke gives us some information that maybe Mark doesn't. Mark may give you more information than what Matthew. There's just different information. But overall, how they're written is very similar. Yeah, I would say John is the same events, but John writes for a different purpose. And so John writes a little bit differently. When you start trying to build the timeline, this is important to remember. John approaches it different. It's not that he changes or alters it, but you need to, it makes it a little harder to build your timeline. We'll see that as we move forward, but the Bible does give us a timeline, but you just have to be careful in your study, making sure you're not missing things. And that's what I'm anxious about. I want to make sure we talk about these things as they should be talked about. But we're actually going to start in John 12. My challenge will be is between now and next week, read John 12. My Thursday morning class, you're going to get a precursor to that study when we get there. But John 12 is where we'll start. We start in Bethany with the washing of Jesus. By whom?
Mary.
Not the woman in Luke 7, but this is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, and that will continue forward from there. Again, thank you so much for your questions. I hope this helps. We'll continue to refer back to these ideas. This will be real significant as we move forward. If you don't get it now, think about it. Ask questions as we move forward, and I'll do my best to help. Again, thank you so much. You'll be dismissed and now from class, and we'll begin our devotional in just a few minutes.